survey of economists by Dow Jones Newswires and the Wall Street Journal says today's report should show the economy grew at an annual pace of 2.2%, down from the 3.4% reading the quarter before. That would indicate the economy is slowing a bit, but consumers are still spending at a healthy rate.
ABC's Daria Albinger. A Las Vegas jury convicted former local politician Robert Tellis of murdering investigative journalist Jeff German, blaming him for his political demise. The jury sentenced Tellis to life in prison with parole possible after 20 years. January 6th insurrectionist Dan Edwin sentenced to 5 years in the penitentiary. Prosecutors say the Kentucky electrician communicated with other right-wing extremists while they were all assaulting the Capitol January 6, 2021. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz and his wife Gwen are campaigning in Milwaukee this Labor Day. Both presidential campaigns continue to focus on Wisconsin, with former President Donald Trump and running mate J.D. Vance in the state this week. President Joe Biden will be in southwest Wisconsin next Thursday. A Dane County judge Tuesday upheld a partial veto from Governor Tony Evers that modified school funding. Evers turned a bill that would have increased funding on school literacy into a general spending increase for the Department of Public Instruction, while also cutting grants for school vouchers and private schools. And first responder agencies across the state are getting a boost thanks to grant funding from the Wisconsin Public Service Foundation, which has awarded $100,000 in grant funding to help first responders across the state. More than 40 grants were awarded this year to police, fire, and EMS service providers. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy, warm, and a little humid again today. We'll get to 83 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, and then we're heading into a fantastic weekend. Partly cloudy, 80 tomorrow, 82 on Saturday. We're talking low to mid-70s. Plenty of sunshine Sunday and Labor Day. Make your Labor Day weekend barbecue great with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
So 80s, 90s, and more.
Love Jack. You say. Oh, tainted love.
99
Maximum music, Max FM.